escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Which One Wednesday is coming up in just moments. We got to talk about the Carson Beck of it all. Because, I mean, he was everywhere on social media. Was that just me, or were you guys experiencing that as well?
Well, yeah, because I saw that. I don't want to, like, you know, put rumors out there, but there's a rumor that he got back with that the Cavender, one of the whichever Cavender twin he was dating. Remember, they broke up, and word is that they got back together, but there's, like, some rumors of why, and I don't really want to, like, lead into all of them, but basically the one of the big donors, that Ruiz guy or whatever his name is, that big donor at Miami, kind of facilitated Carson Beck and the Cavender twin to get back together.
Well, if that's the case, if they've gotten back together, that's not what he was saying yesterday was the best decision he's ever made. That was something else. Can we hear that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me, obviously, was the offensive fit. As a quarterback, the OC, the scheme, the talent and guys that you're going to have around you is huge to the success and ultimately the future, A, of a quarterback, but of me, right? And this is my future, and I think that this decision is one of the better decisions I've made.
Financially. No, look, I think what you have to realize, too, and I think most Georgia fans see it this way, and maybe they don't, but it was a two-way street, I think, at Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I think the writing was kind of on the wall from everything that I've heard and everybody we've talked to. It's like, dude, you know, if you're going to the NFL, that's fine. You know, if you want to return, like, okay, but it doesn't sound like anybody at Georgia was terribly excited for him to come back, and I think he found a place that was excited to have him financially and just, you know, through – sheer knowing that they got a quarterback on the back of, you know, what Cam Ward was last year. And so I think when you look at what Cam Ward was able to do as a transfer at Miami, and you look at what Carson Beck wants to be able to do, it makes a lot of sense for all parties involved.
I've been, I guess, labeled as the Carson Beck defender. It's from his time at Georgia, because I thought he took way too much heat last year. When everything was good at Georgia, when their offensive line was one of the better ones in the country, when they were running the ball well, when they had receivers that didn't drop 37-8 passes in one season, Carson Beck was the Heisman Trophy candidate, was labeled as a guy that could have came out in the first round of the draft that year, a draft that was, remember, pretty stacked with quarterbacks. And then their running back room is injured and not as good as it was. Their offensive line didn't play as well as they had in the past. You know, their receivers dropped all those passes. And then he's just, they'll throw him out with the bathwater, and he's a bum.
He made
some bad decisions with the ball, and some of which you could say when he was pressing. I thought they threw way too much last year with him, but they couldn't run the ball, so they had to. And the talent was less around him, so he was a lesser player.
Yeah.
So it leads me to believe now to where I'm unsure about what he is. Is he the player from his first year at Georgia as a starter or last year? Something tells me my gut would say it's somewhere in the middle. And can Miami maximize that and get the most out of it? Because he's not Cam Ward.
Yeah.
He's better with his legs than people give him credit for, but he's not Cam Ward with his legs.
I agree. I think you've done a good job kind of defending what he was. And I think I have to defend what Georgia fans are thinking. And this is what I'm feeling. This is what I look at when I look at Georgia. Georgia just doesn't speak to me as a place. And I think most Bulldog fans will agree with me here, as a place where you have a TikTok celebrity as your starting quarterback. Like, that's just not what I see. I see a guy like Gunnar Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
I see, you know, Brock Bowers. I see the Ladd McConkey. I see the gritty players that play for Georgia, the tough players that play for Georgia, the guys who like football, right? The guys that fly around, the guys that are out there getting sled work out. Like, I see Kirby jumping up and down and throwing the visor and everything else. Like, I don't see, like, TikTok dance as the quarterback. And so I just think that I think that you're right. I think that a lot of people look back on what he was at Georgia and the quarterback that he was at Georgia, and they have bad memories in some instances. But you're coming off where your greatest quarterback run in history was a guy who's a walk-on, right? Say whatever you want to about him as a person or whatever else. Gritty player, walk-on guy, not doing TikTok dances.
But not
having a celebrity girlfriend.
Hold on. It's unfair. I mean, TikTok dances, did he do it when he was at Georgia? Okay, that happened when
what do you
actually
mean? Carson Beck?
I don't remember any I don't know. I'm not on TikTok, so I'm asking.
I'm not either, but I can just tell you they were there.
I know some came out after he left with when he was down in Miami, because I saw those very, very publicly out there. I don't remember before. Now the whole car thing, yeah. I mean, he was definitely driving that Lambo when he was at Georgia. I think it's unfair though to say, well, because he dates a TikTok star, he didn't work hard at Georgia, and he wasn't gritty.
I didn't say that.
But you're saying that was the perception.
I'm saying
that's the perception of him, and that's not fair.
The perception that I have of a Georgia player is not the guy with the top down on the Lambo with the TikTok star girlfriend.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Gunnar Stockton is a better quarterback than Carson Beck right now? Yes or no?
I think he's probably a better leader.
It's not the question. Is he a better quarterback? Is he a better player on the field?
I don't know.
Because I don't think Carson.
I think anybody who's answering that right now has no clue.
Really?
Well, based on what I've seen. That sample size?
Yeah.
That's what you
unfortunately,
pulled from
That's all you have to go with.
I know. That's why I said anybody who's giving you an answer like that doesn't have a clue.
Unfair or not, this is a team. Georgia's a team that. Georgia's expectations and Miami's, in my mind, are completely different. I agree with that. If Carson Beck takes Miami to the ACC championship game, it's looked at as a success. If Georgia doesn't win the SEC title, it's a complete disappointment.
Has Miami ever won an ACC title?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's been, what, 20 years?
2005 or 2006.
RIP Beast.
Yeah. I mean, people forget. You know, Rhett Lashley had comments yesterday. I don't even know if we have them, but he was very strong about. He goes, you know, everybody talks about how deep the SEC is. In 40 years, there hasn't been other than six teams. Only six teams have won the SEC in the last 40 years. Now, he happens to be right. It's Alabama, it's LSU, it's Tennessee, it's Georgia, it's Auburn, and it's Florida. It's the same six teams. He's absolutely correct. But where's the – I mean, and just because you have different teams in the ACC win doesn't mean that the conference is better.
I was going to say, all six of those have won national titles the last couple of years, too.
Where are the national champions out of the ACC? I can name them since 1990. I can name them. It's what? Florida State, and it's Clemson. Anybody else? There been another one? Because Miami didn't win any national titles in the ACC. They won in the Big East.
And just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Yeah, I'm going to say Ronald Acuna's not going back to leadoff spot, Allie.
That's not the first question.
It's which one Wednesday. Let's roll.
Time for
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Which one Wednesday? Which is the more popular item for players to bring to training camp, fans, or gaming consoles?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'd say if they're over 260 pounds, the fans under the game. No, I probably the fan. Here's what you got. You got four bedroom kind of apartments back there. Okay. Usually only one of the guys brings a gaming console. They're like, get together. Hey, got my, you know, my PS5 or whatever it is. So I would say fans just have a sheer volume.
Do you know your assignment of who you're rooming with before you show up?
You don't, like, they don't print it or send it to you from, you know, this has been a long time ago, but you can ask. And certain guys would be like, hey, if you're a veteran player, like, I'm going to want this guy with me. Like, when Tony showed up to camp, which he did in the last couple of years I was there, when Tony showed up to camp, he could basically be like, all right, I'm going to room with Matt Ryan.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't, you know, I'm going to room with Justin Peele. Like, don't put me in with a rookie kicker. I'm good. And he would get to call a shot.
That would probably show. I would take whatever most important to me. And I'm good with regular air conditioning because I'm 5'8", 160 pounds.
So. I can't sleep without a fan. So. I took one on vacation. Like, I was like, dude,
the ceiling fan's enough for me. Nah, I would say the game assistant probably, or my iRacing rig.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That'd be a lot. All right, which is more likely to happen? Here you go, Mike. Ronald gets his leadoff spot back, or Ozuna is traded.
Sounds to me like Ozuna's getting traded. Although I would say both of these probably are likely before the end of the year at some point. I don't know that Ronald long-term slots in the three-hole. I know Matt Olson's been enjoying it, but I would say I don't think there's a chance that Marcelo Ozuna's here through the end of the year. There's no reason to keep him around.
I think Matt was enjoying it more when he was in front of him. I would say
he went 3-for-5 last night.
But he had how good was his numbers before? I mean, he had the hottest month of the year for June was when Ronald was in front of him. I would probably say Ozuna because I think that's going to happen before Ronald goes back to the leadoff spot. I tend to think this is going to be a failed experiment with him in the three hole too.
There was a pause in there. Look forward to that in the replay tomorrow morning. So I'm not sure anyone caught that. Anyway, which one will have the longer first presser at Falcons training camp, Raheem or Terry?
I think I just realized what it was. Which one? Which one will have the longer presser, Raheem or Terry?
First presser.
I'd say Terry. I'd say Terry.
The answer is Terry because he's only going to have one. Well, unless they sign, say randomly sign someone, you're going to get Terry that one presser, and then he's going to be like, "Hey, our coach is the voice of the team. We're in the season."
This is not necessarily a knock on either one of them, but both of them will be filled with hot air at times. You know what I mean? They're just going to say a bunch of nonsense and really not give you any news.
But it's not Raheem, an arrogance; it's a confidence.
Yeah, Raheem just at least delivers it quicker. You know what I mean? Like, he kind of ethos this, that, and the other, and kind of delivers it quicker. Terry's a little bit more drawn out. So, yeah, I would say Terry's going to be longer.
Okay. Which will happen first? It's the weekly edition of this. Pork Chop will get her driver's license, or Dylan fixes his car.
Man, and he said that, dude, in her defense, you
That's
said like
crazy.
A month ago,
you were like, it's coming, it's coming. Like, the fix is coming.
Last week's question was about whether we get an all-star game or not before Dylan fixes his car.
And just to be clear, before Bo answers this, Dylan's car, his front bumper is taped on with like 80 pieces of tape.
Starting to drag the ground.
This is not us like taking a shot at what he drives. This is the fact that he has a bumper that is dragging the ground and it's taped on with black duct tape.
Yeah, because I caught heat last time I talked about this because I was like, oh, yeah.
No, don't make fun of his car. Like, no, we're not making fun of his car.
No, he's going to end up on ATL Scoop.
He'd be driving a golf cart. It's the fact that he's been now a year without this thing being fixed.
Hasn't been a year yet.
Or making how he takes care of his car, which isn't very well. It's not even, and he's clearly on maybe the third edition of tape because now he's just using straight up black electrical tape.
Actually, I mean,
he's not even using duct tape.
Right? I've only had to retape once. With the tape job you see, second tape job. I do a pretty good tape job.
I've only had to retape once. That should be your first problem. Okay, that's your first alarm bell going off.
I'll say it again though, it is coming soon.
Yeah. Okay.
And it should be handled within the month.
We heard that back in June, so we'll see.
Well, actually, early August, because we're like halfway through, or almost done with this month.
All right, if we were playing a drinking game at Falcons training camp, which we're not, to clarify. But if we were, which show or personality at 92.9 The Game would get you wasted if the rule was take a drink every time they say, man, it's hot?
Well, it would have to be.
Does that be an on-air personality?
Yeah. Well, it couldn't be Dukes and Bell because they'll be at the Taj Mahooters, the Hooters in Buford, Mall of Georgia. I would say Randy McMichael.
That's about to go in. I was going to go from behind the glass and say our buddy Oren. Like, I can just, like, and of course he's on Dukes, but I can just see
but
Oren
he's going
like,
to be sitting, he's
man,
gonna,
it's he, hot.
He's going to be sitting back there.
I know, but I'm just like, if all of us were out there, right. I think was the point of the question. If all of us were out there hanging out training camp, it would be either Oren or Turtle.
Well, here's the deal. I've done so many of these camps. I know how everybody does. Like, Bell will show up as late as he can and roll in there and not have to stand the heat. And then you'll turn around and he'll be like, oh, I've been here the whole time.
It's a long drive for him.
Hey, man, he volunteered.
Hey, man.
But he'll roll in as late as he can so he doesn't have to stand out there as long. Randy will tell you his hot, though. But even though Randy's probably the most suited, he's a South Georgia guy, so.
he'll be fine. But I can see Oren.
Time for one more. Which one would you rather bring back in their prime? Julio Jones?
Yes.
Or Chipper Jones?
Oh, God.
The Jones boys.
Yeah.
Two of my favorites.
Man, that's a tough question.
Chipper's my favorite baseball player of all time, and Julio Jones is one of my three favorite Falcons of all time. So it's very hard for me. I have Julio's jersey signed up on the wall.
I have Chipper's jersey signed up on the wall.
I'll buy it from you.
You guys cancel each other out then.
I'll buy it from you.
I know.
It's going to be, I'll say this, they were both very, very fun to watch, but one of the more enjoyable things I've ever, as a fan, because I covered Julio, I remember, but as a fan, I don't think I enjoyed a player at bats more than Chipper Jones. Like, I thoroughly loved watching Chipper Jones come to the plate and hit because everything, he was so methodical. I'll probably go with Chipper, even though it's really a 6-1 way, half a dozen the other
thing. I'm going to agree with you on the Chipper Jones one. I can just see Chipper batting from the left side of the plate, hitting an opposite field gapper, double. Like, that just and honestly, Chipper to me just was the Braves. And that's not that Julio wasn't, but Julio was kind of overlapped with Matt Ryan in that tenure. Matt Ryan was the Falcons.
Yeah.
So Chipper Jones was the Braves for a long time.
Yeah. Well, and right now we would love to see Chipper Jones. Join that
Come on, Larry.
Team.
I mean, he
Come
could,
on, Larry.
I think he could DH if he could just like make it to first, like they used to do Babe Ruth, and let a guy run for him. I mean, we could do that. I think Chipper could still hit in the league right now.
Well, good job to you both. Coming up next, we've got the wake up call 404-726-0929. This is your chance to jump on the show with us. You can ask your questions via Twitter. Do you have any questions about maybe Carson Beck's comments? Or what are you excited to see at Falcons training camp? Do you have questions about Dylan's car? It's all on the table. Give us a call, 404-726-0929. You can also tweet at us at 929 Morning Shift. The wake up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.